The lander and ascender of China's Chang'e 5 have separated from the lunar probe for a soft landing that expected later this week. The combination will land in a northwest region of Oceania's Procellarum, also known as the Ocean of Storms, where 2 kilograms of lunar sample will be collected. Chang'e 5 is China's first moon sample mission and also the world's first in more than 40 years. The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 52.1 in November, 0.7 points higher than that in October. Meanwhile, the index for the country's non-manufacturing sector came in at 56.4, up 0.2 points from the previous month. China and Nepal have agreed to strengthen bilateral ties and military cooperation. During a meeting with visiting Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fenghe, President Bidya Devi Bhandari said Nepal is willing to work with China to strengthen bilateral cooperation in all fields while actively participating in the construction under the Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese Defense Minister praised Nepal's upholding of the One China policy and also voiced China's firm support for Nepal in safeguarding national independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. He also said China will provide continued assistance and support for the construction of Nepali military. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has tapped key campaign staff and advisors to lead his all-women communications team. Former Obama State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki has been named as his White House press secretary, and campaign spokeswoman Kate Bedingfield as a communications director. Senior advisor to the Biden-Harris campaign, Simone Sanders, will be Vice President-elect Kamala Harris' chief spokeswoman, and Biden's former press secretary, Elizabeth Alexander, will be first lady to be Joe Biden's communications director. The recount of presidential ballots in Wisconsin's 2 largest counties finished on Sunday, confirming that Democratic President-elect Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in a key swing state by more than 20,000 votes. Local media reported that recounts in Dane County and Milwaukee County produced little change in the final breakdown of more than 800,000 ballots cast in the state. In the end, Biden's lead over Trump in Wisconsin grew by 87 votes. Trump has repeated allegations about widespread electoral fraud. So far, his campaign and legal team have lost dozens of lawsuits by failing to convince judges of election irregularities in states including Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Biden won the presidential election with 306 electoral college votes to Trump's just over 230. Biden also leads Trump by more than 6 million in the popular vote tally. China says will expand the scale of 2 pilot schemes that allow domestic investors to access foreign assets. The plan will involve the Qualified Domestic Limited Partner and Qualified Domestic Investment Enterprise schemes in Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen. The country also plans to launch the pilot QDLP program in Hainan Province and Chongqing Municipality to boost local development. Argentine justice officials are investigating the death of soccer star Diego Maradona and ordered a search of properties of his personal doctor. Maradona died at the age of 60 of a heart attack on Wednesday. Maradona's lawyer on Thursday said he would ask for a full investigation of the circumstances of the soccer legend's death, criticizing what he said was a slow response by emergency service.